Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaquab Ben Yisrael, and this is the Hebrew Israelite Sons of Light radio program. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity to take my life and to use it to devote my energy and all that is within me to be a light shining towards glorifying the Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is a ministry for Hebrew Israelites, you Negro, Latino, and Native Americans. I have a room on Facebook for fellowship called The Upper Room. I am also an author. You can go to, actually, the links in my description box on YouTube to see the books that I've written. I have another book that I will be finished with next week. You just go to Amazon and type in my name if you're interested. And I try to write from a Hebrew Israelite perspective of my current reality. I have a website called 12 Tribes Israelites, all lowercase lettering spelled together. If anything I say resonates with you and you believe you want to get in touch with me, you can just go to my website there and you can send me a message. I also have a dream of a nationwide ministry in which anyone who may be suffering from food insecurities, especially if you have children, why don't you contact me and let me know so I can bring it before the nation in hopes that someone nearby can help to minister unto you. The purpose of any ministry that I do is strictly to give you brethren and sisters hope and encouragement to draw near to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I just hope that by my consistency over the years that you will be able to see the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to uphold a brother and to sustain a brother. Even though I am a disabled brother, I am a handicapped brother, I am not a rich brother, I hope that by looking at my example that you will see the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and how he has sustained me. Now, I named the title of the program tonight is Remove the Oppressor's Power. Remove the Oppressor's Power. Now, I want to start off by sharing a couple of stories with you. And matter of fact, all happened in just a couple of days. Now, I had to go to the hospital. And upon going to my appointment, I mentioned to the doctor that I had the chills, and he wanted to send me to the emergency room because when you have chills, it could mean an infection. Now, I told him I didn't want to go. I had no intention of going to the emergency room. And before he could even answer, a Hebrew sister jumped in and decided she was going to defend the doctor by scolding me like your mother would. Now, at this point, it took every fiber of my being not to raise up out of my power chair and squeeze her freaking neck off of her body. I mean, I really was burning hot over the sister sticking up for the doctor, believing he needed to be defended. Now, it just so happens that I ran into her some months before in downtown San Francisco. And I tried to explain to her who the Hebrew Israelites are. And I probably spent at least 3 hours trying to bless her with the knowledge that she belongs to an elite, elect group of people. She did not listen to one word. She has a forehead thicker than a mountain. And so I finally let the whole conversation go. Now, when I was in the doctor's office, she felt like she could lecture me on listening to what the doctor said because he's a good man and he cares for you. And that is why I wanted to squeeze her neck off of her body, because Israelites can be like that. Messiah said there was going to be a time when men would not hear sound doctrine. And that is especially the case today. Men will not hear sound doctrine. One thing that I have learned is that I have to learn to remove the power of the oppressor to afflict me with thoughts of evil, anger, recompense. In other words, I learned the last couple of days, I have to learn to be free and let the battle be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, this is not easy to do. That is why when you read the Nag Hammadi, you will read about a realm that you Hebrew Israelites walking in the light, walking in faith, are surrounded by what is known as the beast kingdom, is referring to Israelites as well as the oppressor nations. These are people who have no spiritual inclination to hear sound doctrine, are not willing and do not care. Now, I want to share another story. Coming home from the hospital, I ran into a neighbor of mine, and he was very badly shaken. And I asked him, "What is wrong?" He said his son threatened to kill him and took the vehicle away from his dad and drove off at a high rate of speed with the neighbor's dog in the car. The father had refused to let the son have possession of the vehicle because he charged him with being irresponsible. And so the son was living in the vehicle because he had no other place to go. Now, a few months earlier, this is the same son who grabbed his father by the neck and was choking him. And don't you know, the very next day, the son ended up in jail. Saw an open door, and I tried to witness to the neighbor. Even if you do not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there are times when his law are so flagrantly violated that whether you are a child of Israel or of the oppressor nations, the Heavenly Father will step in and he will bring judgment to the situation. And now this situation where the son has taken the car from his father, and when I find out the conclusion, which I do not think will be a good one, seeing how this is the second time he has rebelled in this way against his father, the father may bring even more grievous judgment. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm sharing this with you because we live in a nation of young people and people in general who are becoming further and further removed from the fear of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I am referring to our people as well. Young people committing grievous acts of violence, even against our own kind. I'm sure many of you know. But I can testify, I have seen instant judgment in my life. too many times to know that it is real. One more story I will share that actually happened. Another neighbor of mine, a Hebrew, was outside eating a plate of food. The food was pork, and he claimed to be a Muslim. As I was going by, he wanted me to hear him say, "I asked the Heavenly Father if I could eat pork just this one time." His response was, "The Heavenly Father said, I'll think about it," mocking God. I didn't laugh, and I went right by him, even though he was expecting a response. And don't you know, 2 weeks later, he went to prison. So I guess the Heavenly Father thought it over and decided to send him off for a little stripe sunshine, to which he is still looking at today, almost 2 years later. Brethren, we are living in a time where people will learn the fear of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Heavenly Father promises that. One of the lessons that I learned as well these past couple of days is that we must free ourselves from the power of the oppressor. Now, going back to my hospital stay, I let the doctor talk me into being admitted. And I told the various doctors that came to speak with me that I did not want to be admitted. And they began to speak all kinds of death over me. And a thought came to my mind. I had to break their power to vex me like that. And so they threatened me with possibly dying, which is their favorite go-to, and threatened me with physical maladies and illnesses, which is another one of their favorite go-to warnings. And so, for as many doctors that I talked to, the Spirit gave me the wisdom to take their power away. The common denominator of the physicians that talked to me was, "Aren't you afraid that you could die?" And to each one, I said, "No, but if I were you, I would be afraid to die." And when they saw that they had no more power over me, that their power was taken away by me, then they began to back off. And a couple of doctors began to reason with me why I was so hard on the medical profession. So I began to share with them, I know about allopathic medicine. I know that previous to its advent, to where it has evolved into pharmaceutical American Medical Association, previous to the advent of modern day medicine, natural medicine was the norm for treatment of illnesses and wounds. But when John Rockefeller saw that you could make scientific medicine using petroleum, he began to establish universities with the stipulation only allopathic medicine could be taught. Even back then, he saw profit, and cancer rates began to skyrocket, all because of profit and greed. And that is why alternative medicine, natural medicine, organic medicine fell by the wayside. So we have what we have today. And I am saying only for myself, because we are not all strong enough to get rid of allopathic medicine, including myself. Although I have done away with the nearly 10 pills I was supposed to take on a daily basis down to 3. Many brethren are not strong enough to do things like that, and I, for one, understand that. But I found an incredible amount of freedom when I took those doctors and nurses, assistants, power away from them, and I put my trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He gave me an anointing to take their power away. They were confused. They were baffled as I began to tell them about the real reason for the vaccinations and the different depopulation agendas that we are currently under, and the education that they received, where it started, what the purpose of it was, and that they are on the wrong side of history for not holding to the scripture in the Apocrypha that tells us that medicine was made, is made out of the earth. Brethren, we must remove the power over the oppressors. We must not love the world. We must look forward to the eternal kingdom. The Heavenly Father has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. The nations do not understand this. Because they do not know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This mindset is sure to make you solitary in the world. Messiah said, blessed are the elect and solitary, for they will find the kingdom. Let me share this with you. Manna, or the word, is food, which we must eat of. The beauty of the gospel is you can flavor your food whatever way you like in order to benefit you and to increase you and your understanding. There are many gifted brethren in our nation whose fruit you can eat of in order to bear fruit and increase and grow. We are living in a time where we, if you are watching, are certainly going to see a change in our reality. Did you know that there is another hot spot in the world between Serbia and Kosovo, right over there in the area south of the Ukraine? We are in a time where there are boiling pots all ready to boil over. Time escapes me. I want to say, if anyone under the sound of my voice would like to have fellowship with me and my brethren, click on the link in my YouTube description box and come and have fellowship. And let me encourage you to continue in the faith and to store up for yourself and to redeem the time and to remove the oppressor's power, which for many holds us captive to the fear of death all our lives. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity. Join me Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until I meet with you again, peace be unto you. Shalom.